Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today I wanted to return to the idea and concept of wonders, UFOs, and the cosmic plan. If you check out my recent episodes, I have some episodes on wonders, and I will make sure to put those in the links. But there's some additional stuff from the Law of One material that I have not really covered, and I wanted to go a little bit deeper on this concept of wanderers, as it's described in the raw material. If you don't know about the raw material, check out my previous episodes for a summary of that. The Law of One comes from a channeled group of sessions from 1981 through 1984. There were three people involved, and the primary person who was involved in the channeling was completely out. And the information is really mind-blowing, telling about reincarnation, the way the universe works. One of the most interesting concepts is the idea of the wanderers. And when I've posted previous episodes, a lot of people have a feeling that they're a wanderer, or they associate with this, or it's incredibly interesting. So the idea is there are people that have reincarnated on our planet from other planets, many of them on purpose to help out the Earth during this significant time. But there's a lot of other information that I have not gone over that is in the Law of One material, such as how many wanderers are there? Can there be negative wanderers? What happens with wanderers when they're like babies? And there's a lot of information that I had missed the first time around, and I kind of wanted to go over it. Now, I might repeat myself a little bit, but you can refer to this to get a better understanding and summary of the wanderers concept from the Law of One. To begin with, there is an introduction given in the Law of One material by Ra to the wanderers, and they indicated it was for universal service. Ra says, "Imagine the sands of your shores, as countless as the grains of sand are the sources of intelligent infinity. When a social memory complex has achieved its complete understanding of its desire, it may conclude that its desire is service to others, with the distortion towards reaching their hand, figuratively, to any entities who call for aid. These entities, whom you call brothers and sisters of sorrow, move toward this calling of sorrow. Entities are from all reaches of infinite creation, bound together by desire, to serve in Earth's 3D. As far as I can tell, there is no other references to the brothers and sisters of sorrow except for the Law of One material. And it's an interesting concept. They are attracted to the sorrow that occurs in planetary arrangements, and they are the brothers and sisters of sorrow. What are the total numbers is another question that I'm often asked. The number is approximately due to a heavy influx of those birthed at this time due to an intensive need to lighten the planetary vibration and thus aid in harvest. The number approaches 65 million. This was in 1984, approximately 60 to 65 million, but there is some excess to that amount, Ross says. Harvestable entities coming from 4D plus experience is a recent phenomenon, and the number is not yet in excess of 35,000 entities. What are the historical dynamics of the wanderers? Ra says, there have been a few wanderers on Earth for the past 50,000 years, and many more which chose to join this last cycle of 25,000 years, and many, many more which have come for harvest. Understand that means that some people have chosen to be wanderers on this planet, not just for one incarnation, but for thousands of incarnations. Ra says wanderers incarnated in several waves in the Industrial Revolution in order to bring into existence the gradual feeling from the demands of the diurnal cycles and lack of freedom of leisure. It's interesting when we look at the history of wanderers, the discussion of Abraham Lincoln. Check out my previous episode on walk-ins, where Ruth Montgomery confirms that Abraham Lincoln was a walk-in. This is also discussed in the Law of One material, explaining the entity was a normal earth being which chose to leave the vehicle and allow an entity to use it on a permanent basis. This is relatively rare compared to the phenomenon of wanderers. The entity who used Abraham Lincoln's body, according to Ra, was a 4D positive, meaning they were in or from the fourth density, positive. And the assassination of Abraham Lincoln was Orion influenced. Orion is a group that has brought negative and service to self ideas and concepts throughout our history. They also indicate Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin were walk-ins. Notions of liberty, justice, human rights, and inventions came from them. There's also a mention of Nikola Tesla, who received information, Ra says, from Confederation sources. Confederation is the group, the galactic group that Ra is associated with, who are dedicated to the Law of One. Ra says, Tesla received information from Confederation sources desirous of aiding this extremely angelically positive entity in bettering the existence of its fellow mind-body-spirit complexes. It is unfortunate that, like many wanderers, vibratory distortions of 3D illusion caused this entity to become extremely distorted in its perceptions of its fellow mind-body-spirit complexes, so that its mission was hindered and perverted from its purposes. The most desired purpose of Nikola was the freeing of all planetary entities from the darkness. He attempted to give to the planet the infinite energy of planetary sphere for use in lighting and power, which would lead to freeing people from darkness in a literal sense. The product of such a freeing would create two experiences. The first experience of no need to find necessary emolument for payment or money for energy, and two, leisure afforded, thereby exemplifying the possibility and enhancing the probability of the freedom to then search the self, the beginning of seeking the Law of One. Another concept spoke of is the death and contract link. Wanderers in three-dimensional time space after death will depend upon plan which has been approved by the Council of Nine. Some wanderers offer themselves only for one incarnation, while others offer themselves for varying lengths of time, up to and including the last two cycles of 25,000 years. If the agreed-upon mission is completed, the wanderer's mind-body-spirit complex will go to the home vibration. So this is important. They continue to incarnate until they have their mission completed. There is a danger in these density origins, as Ra explains. Few there are of fourth density wanderers. The largest number of wanderers are of sixth density. Desire to serve must be distorted towards a great deal of purity of mind and foolhardiness or bravery, depending upon your judgment. The wanderer's challenge or danger is that it will forget its mission, become karmically involved, and be swept into a maelstrom of which it had incarnated to avert the destruction. An entity which acts in consciously unloving manner in action with other beings can become karmically involved. So there's a danger, according to this, if you are a wanderer from fourth density, you've been through your whole life, you've done all this stuff, and then you come back to 3D to help, and then you get stuck karmically. Something happens, and then you get reverted back to third density. And then there is a cause or nature of forgetting that's discussed, and the reason is twofold. A, genetic properties of connection between the mind-body-spirit complex and the cellular structure is different for third density than for third density to fourth density. The free will of third density entities needs to be preserved, and that is the primary rule. Thus, wanderers volunteer for 3D genetic or DNA connections to the mind-body-spirit complex. The forgetting process can be penetrated to the extent of wanderer remembering what it is and why it is upon the planet. However, it would be an infringement if wanderers penetrated forgetting so far as to activate more dense bodies and thus be able to live in a godlike manner. This would not be proper for those who have chosen to serve. So they forget for a reason, because they have immense, tremendous power, and it would be unfair and wrong with the system we have set up here to have that power in this density So they go through this process of forgetting. There's a question asked in later materials as how many people have awoken? This is back in 84, so we hope the percentage is higher. Ross says we can approximate percentage of those intelligently penetrating their status, 8.5 to 9.75%. There is a larger percentile group of those who have a fairly well-defined symptomology indicating to them they are not of this insanity. This amounts to greater than 50% of remainder. Nearly one-third of remainder, 15%, are aware something about them is different. So there are many gradations of awakening to knowledge of being a wanderer. It is the middle and first group that this information will make sense. Another idea that's explored in the Law of One material are what kind of problems the wanderers have when they revert back to third density. Now, I've used the term density multiple times now. If you don't understand that, what we're talking about is this reality is made up of a certain amount of density of light. I have an entire episode on what densities mean, and I would definitely suggest you watch that. We are in a third density environment on Earth, and once you graduate and move into higher densities, these densities have more light, more dense light. So when you revert back, there are problems wanderers have. Part of the reason it's such a sacrifice, Ross says, due to the extreme variance between the vibratory distortions of third density and those of the more dense densities, if you will, wanderers have, as a general rule, some form of handicap, difficulty, or feeling of alienation, which is severe. The most common of these difficulties are alienation, the reaction against the planetary vibration by personality disorders, as you would call them, and body complex ailments, indicating difficulty in adjustment to the planetary vibration, such as allergies, as you would call them. Possibility of such problems due to sixth density incarnating in 3D is rather large. Not necessarily a problem, it depends upon unique orientation of each mind-body-spirit complex having this situation or placement of energies. There are, in case of wanderers, not only a congenial difficulty in dealing with 3D vibratory patterns, but also a recollection, however dim, that these distortions are not necessary or usable in the home vibration. In my own experience, on the few hypnosis sessions I've had with people that indicated that they were wanderers, in most of those cases, there was an addiction involved, a drug addiction or alcohol addiction that they had to overcome. Perhaps a feeling of dis-ease with their own bodily feelings and trying to adjust or handicap that to that old feeling that they might have had before. There's also a discussion of wanderers and intimacy. According to Ra, fourth density wanderers, of which there are not many, tend to choose entities which seem full of love or in need of love. There is great possibility of making errors in judgment due to compassion with which others are seen. According to Ra, fifth density wanderers are not tremendously affected by stimulus of various rays of other self and offers themselves in their own way when a need is seen. Such entities are not likely to engage in marriage, are very likely to feel aversion to childbearing and child raising due to awareness of impropriety of planetary vibrations relative to harmonious vibrations of 5D. Sixth density wanderers, which is the majority, means of propagation is fusion. It's likely to refrain to a great extent from bisexual reproductive programming of bodily complex and instead seek out those with whom sexual energy transfer is of complete fusion nature insofar as possible. Now, we get this reference to fusion, and I'm very interested when I see that. According to Ra, sixth density fusion, the entire creation is of the one creator. Thus, division of sexual activity into simply that of bodily complex is an artificial division. All things thusly being seen as sexually equal, mind, body, and spirit, all of which are part of entity's polarity, sexual fusion may be seen with or without sexual intercourse to be complete melding of the mind, body, spirit in what feels to be constant orgasm of joy and delight each other in the other's beingness. Interesting side note, this is something that Neville Goddard mentions in over 50 lectures, the idea of a fusion. Once you meet with God, there's a fusion that occurs. And I always, when I see this reference to fusion, I find that very coincidental and interesting. There's some other questions in the Law of One. For instance, what is the makeup of wanderers and human evolution? One of the interesting aspects of the Law of One is the concept of Maldek. When we look at the asteroid field, it turns out, according to Ra, that that was a former planet that was destroyed. That we actually come from multiple planets in our solar system. Many of us come from Mars. Some of us come from Maldek. Maldek was destroyed. And it was destroyed perhaps by technology. They don't really go into detail, but it's interesting that a large number of human souls are reincarnated from a planet they destroyed. Perhaps multiple planets, and that's what we're dealing with. According to Ra, soul transfer has been gradual. Over 2 billion are of Maldek, which have successfully made a transition from Maldek to here. It's very interesting when you read the story about Maldek. For hundreds of thousands of years, all of the souls were tied up in a knot, and there is planetary karma. Even for people that had nothing to do with the destruction of that planet, they were tied to the karma of that destruction. And for hundreds of thousands of years, those souls were lost. And many of the guardians had to basically untie a knot of souls and then eventually convince them that they were souls and move them to the earth. And so we have these traumatized souls on our earth, billions of them. Ross says approximately 1.9 billion souls have, from many portions of creation, entered into this experience at various times. Remainder, approximately 2 billion, are those who have experienced the first two cycles upon Earth or Mars, or who have come in at some point as wanderers. Some wanderers having been here for many thousands of years, others have come far more recently. According to Ra about Earth harvesting into fourth density, the fourth density is as regularized in its approach as the striking of a clock upon the hour. The space-time of your solar system has enabled this planetary sphere to spiral into space-time of a different vibrational configuration. This causes the planetary sphere to be able to be molded by these new distortions. However, the thought forms of your people during this transition period are such that the mind-body-spirit complexes of both individual and societies are scattered throughout the spectrum instead of becoming able to grasp the needle, shall we say, and point the compass in one direction. Thus, entry into the vibration of love, the vibration of understanding, is not effective with your present societal complex. Thus, harvest shall be such that many will repeat third density cycle. Energies of your wanderers, teachers, and adepts are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest, which means there are not many of us moving to fourth density service to others, but they're trying to increase that. And the earth has gone through this before. In your mind, visualize the earth moving around the sun and the sun moving around the galaxy. And so imagine over a very long period of time, the galaxy pulls our solar system through all these different areas of space. And as we move, our whole solar system moves through these areas of space. Some of them have different configurations of light, and it causes us to move into different configurations and vibrations. And we are in a fourth density configuration of space. It is very much like the sun. We move around in a circle, and so does the whole solar system. And so we're in this clockwork type of period where it is obvious that we're going through these changes. So there are very few to harvest because of the unique nature of the earth, which is very sad. There's some esoterics about the 4D harvest. It is misleading, Ra says, to speak of gains and losses when dealing with subject of cycles ending and green ray cycle beginning upon your sphere. It is to be kept in the forefront of intelligence that there is one creation in which there is no loss. There are progressive cycles for experiential use by entities. Among planetary harvests, which yield harvests of mind-body-spirit complexes, approximately in the universe, 10% are negative, and 60% are positive, and 30% are mixed, with nearly all harvests being positive. In the event of mixed harvests, it is almost unknown for the majority of the harvest to be negative. When a planet moves strongly towards the negative, there is almost no opportunity for harvestable positive polarization. So if the Earth moves to a service-to-self situation where we're living in fear, in dictatorships, it's very difficult to move to a positive polarization. The world around us is affecting this harvest, and they are working very hard to reduce this positive polarization. Ross says, as green ray cycle, which is the fourth density or the opening of the heart chakra, or density of love and understanding, begins to take shape, the yellow ray plane or Earth will cease to be inhabited for some period of your space-time, as the space-time necessary for 4D entities to learn their ability to shield their density from the 3D is learned. After this period, there will come a time when 3D may again cycle on the yellow ray sphere. So that's saying there's a period of time when life will end on the Earth as 4D entities learn their ability to shield. And so it can be quite fearful when you consider this. Meanwhile, Ross says, there is another sphere congruent to a greater extent with yellow ray forming. This 4D sphere coexists with 1D, 2D, and 3D. It is our denser nature due to rotational core atomic aspects of its material. Positively oriented harvested entities will remain in this planetary influence, but not upon this plane. And you can take that for what it will. Another comment by Ra is overriding reason for offering of brothers and sisters of sorrow in incarnative states is possibility of aiding others by lightening planetary consciousness distortions and probability of offering catalyst to others, which will increase harvest. In the chance to remember that which has been lost in forgetting, there is a nimiety of opportunity for positive polarization. There are several reasons for incarnation during harvest. So a lot of people are coming now because we're in the harvest. Two other reasons for choosing this service, which have to do with self. A, the wonder, if it remembers and dedicates itself to service, will polarize much more rapidly than is possible in the far more etiolated realms of higher density catalyst. That's why people are taking the risk. They're coming back as wanderers because they can move much faster. The wanderer, Ross says, has potential of greatly accelerating density whence it came in its progress in evolution. This is due to intensive life experiences and opportunities of 3D. Positively oriented wanderers choose to hazard danger of forgetting to be of service to others by radiating love of others. If forgetting is penetrated, the amount of catalyst in 3D will polarize the wanderer with much greater efficiency than shall be expected in higher, more harmonious densities. And the final reason is within the mind-body-spirit totality or social memory complex totality, which may judge that an entity or members of a societal entity can make use of 3D catalysts to recapitulate a learning which is adjudged to be less than perfect. This especially applies to those entering into and proceeding through 6D, wherein balance between compassion and wisdom is perfected. And speaking on the wanderer's service at harvest, service is the intention which wanderers had prior to incarnation. There are many wanderers whose dysfunction, planetary ways of your peoples have caused to some extent a condition of being caught up in a configuration of mind activity which, to the corresponding extent, prohibits intended service. So they join, they incarnate as wanderers, and they get so caught up in the way that this planet is, they lose all memory and all configuration, and they are unable to be of service. It was the aim of wanderers to serve the entities of this planet in whatever way was requested, Ross says, and it was also the aim of wanderers that their vibratory patterns might lighten planetary vibration as a whole, thus ameliorating effects of planetary disharmony and palliating results of this disharmony. Specific intentions, such as aiding in a situation not yet manifest, are not the aim of wanderers. Light and love go where they are sought and needed, and their direction is not planned aforetimes. Each wanderer has unique abilities, biases, specialties, so that from each portion of each density represented among wanderers come an array of pre-incarnative talents, which may be expressed so that each wanderer, in offering itself before incarnation, has some special service to offer. In addition to the doubling effect of planetary love light, vibrations adding to the planet, just as electrical polarity or charging a battery, and basic function of serving as a beacon of or shepherd. In the Dolores Cannon material, she hypnotizes several clients that end up talking about their path as star seeds or wanderers. And they say that when they ask, what is my purpose? Well, they might have a unique talent, but a lot of times they're not able to express it because of the veil of forgetting. But just their presence is enough. When they walk into a mall, they light up the mall with love and light, and it changes the vibration of the planet. And so some of this is just being here. Because they come from the higher density, they are changing the vibration of the planet. Ross says, there are those of 5D whose abilities to express wisdom are great. There are 4D and 6D wanderers whose ability to serve as passive radiators or broadcasters of love and love light are immense. There are many others whose talents brought into 3D are quite varied. Thus, wanderers have three basic functions once forgetting is penetrated. First two being basic, the tertiary one being unique to that particular mind-body-spirit complex. On wanderers or starseeds forgetting in service, as an infant, I found this interesting, you may see wanderers as infants attempting to verbalize sound complexes. Memory of ability to communicate is within the infant's undeveloped mind complex, but ability to practice or manifest speech is not immediately forthcoming. Due to the limitations of the mind-body-spirit complex, it is chosen in this experience. Regarding healing, so it is with the wanderer, which remembering ease with which adjustments can be made in home density, yet still having entered third density, cannot manifest memory due to limitation of chosen experience. Chances of a wanderer being able to heal in 3D are only more than those native to 3D because desire to serve may be stronger and this method of service is chosen. Regarding adept work, there are many wanderers whom you may call adepts who do no conscious work in present incarnation. It is a matter of attention. One may be a fine catcher of a ball, but if the eye is not turned as the ball is tossed, then it will pass the entity by. If it turned its eyes upon the ball, Ross says, catching would be easy. In the case of wanderers which seek to recapitulate the degree of adeptness with each had acquired previous to this life experience, even after forgetting process has been penetrated, there is still the yellow activated body which does not respond, as does the adept which is of the green or blue ray activated body. You may see inevitability of frustrations and confusion due to the inherent difficulties of manipulating finer forces of consciousness through the chemical apparatus of yellow ray activated body, which means that there are many wanderers that have a very unique skill, but if they're not putting their attention on this skill, it doesn't matter. And they have unique abilities in the green ray and blue ray bodies, but it's very difficult in the yellow ray to use these powers, and it can be very frustrating for wanderers and starseeds. There's another cool concept called the dual activation, and I had asked Aaron Abke about this and what his thoughts are. The idea that there are entities here that are activated both third density and fourth density. These entities are those incarnating with what you may call a double body in activation. Entities birthing these 4D entities experience a great feeling of connection and use of spiritual energies during pregnancy. This is due to the necessity for manifesting a double body. This transitional body will be able to appreciate 4D vibratory complexes as in-streaming increases without accompanying disruption of 3D body. If a 3D entity were electrically aware of 4D in full, 3D electrical fields would fail due to incompatibility. I've always found that funny. First of all, the idea that there are people out there that have these 4D, 3D bodies, I recommend you look at my interview with Pamela Owsley, and she is a psychic, and she has been noticing lots of kids that have these extra abilities. I think that's what's happening. You see a lot of kids out there, people, very young people that are super spiritual and powerful, and I believe that they carry these dual activated bodies. But the end part is interesting. If anybody, as a side note, has ever read The Dresden Files or Harry Dresden, a great fictional work about a wizard, the funny thing is that he's a wizard that has magic, but he can't drive his car because everything breaks down around him. And so it's interesting. They said the 3D electrical fields would fail due to incompatibility when the 4D is full. These 3D entities will die according to third density necessity. The 3D 4D combination body will die according to the necessity of 3D mind body spirit complex distortions. Purpose of such combined activation of the mind-body-spirit complexes is that such entities, to some extent, are consciously aware of those 4D understandings which 3D is unable to remember due to the forgetting. Thus, 4D experience may be begun with the added attraction to an entity oriented towards service to others of dwelling in a troubled 3D environment and offering love and compassion. The purpose in transitioning to Earth prior to complete changeover is experience gained before harvest. These entities are not wanderers in the sense that Earth is their 4D home planet. However, experience of this service is earned only by those harvested 3D entities which have demonstrated a great deal of orientation towards service to others. It is a privilege to be allowed this early an incarnation, as there is much experiential catalyst in service to other selves at this harvesting. Fourth density entities which incarnate at this space-time are 4D in the view of experience, but are incarnating in less dense vehicles due to desire to experience and aid in the birth of fourth density upon this plane. And fourth density entities have a great abundance of compassion. So children demonstrating mental metal bending ability or 4D phenomenon are doubled souls, can do so due to a 4D body versus other 5D, 6D wanderers who cannot. Wanderers are 3D activated in mind, body, spirit, and are subject to forgetting, which can only be penetrated with disciplined meditation and working. The reason for this is that entities with harvestable 3D are coming late enough so that they won't affect polarization through their teachings until transition is well advanced. They are not infringing upon first distortion because they are children. However, older wanderers have great ability to affect polarization and must do their affecting as function of their ability to penetrate forgetting in order to be within the first distortion. Any entity who by accident or by careful design penetrates intelligent energy's gateway may use the shaping powers of this energy. And they give an example of metal bending. As transition continues into 4D activation, in order to inhabit a 4D sphere, it is necessary for all third density physical bodies to go through death. The fourth density sphere now being populated by dual bodied souls. So this is indicating that we will move into fourth density if you graduate only after death, and it's not going to happen. Suddenly we're going to become fourth density. At least this is indicated in the Law of One material. So to talk about the ET Confederation or Orion, some of that's very interesting, and they talk about the Confederation contact. Ra claims to be a representative of the Confederation of Planets, and it's a grouping of different social memory complexes that are here to aid different planets. And so there's this idea of wanderers and the Confederation contact, and a lot of times UFO contacts are with wanderers or starseeds. Methods used to awaken wanderers are varied. Center of each approach is entrance into conscious and subconscious in such a way as to avoid causing fear and to maximize potential for an understandable subjective experience, which has meaning for the entity. Many such occur in sleep, others in the midst of many activities during the waking hours. Approach is flexible, does not necessarily include close encounters. So conscious expectations of entities cause nature and detail of thought form experience offered by the Confederation thought form entities. Cross says, if wonder expects physical examination, it will be experienced with as little distortion toward alarm or discomfort as allowable by nature of expectations of the subconscious. So, Confederation craft contact generally is thought form, and the Wanderer Confederation landed craft is very rare. And the Confederation thought form experiences are subjective and for the most part do not occur in this density. There's some examples given of a UFO contact that causes an awakening. One of the most efficient modes of contact is that which you experience at present. Infringement upon free will is greatly undesired. Wanderers are the only subjects for thought projections which make up close encounters. So what they're saying is that you are most likely a wanderer if you have a close encounter, and meetings between positively oriented social memory complexes and wanderers. One such example of which we're familiar is that one known as Morris. Morris is a case given in a book called Secrets of the UFO by Elkins and Ruckert, and I would recommend that. In this case, previous contact with other entities in this entity's cycle of friends' experience was negatively oriented. However, Morris was impervious to this contact and could not see it. However, its inner voice alerted Morris to go by itself to another place, and there an entity with thought form, shape, and appearance of the other contact appeared and gazed at him, thus awakening in him the desire to seek truth of this occurrence and of the experiences of its incarnation in general. Feeling of being awakened or activated is the goal of this type of contact. Duration and imagery used varies depending on subconscious expectations of the wanderer experiencing opportunity for activation. So a lot of times when you read about these experiences and there is no evidence, it's a thought form that is sent to the wanderer to awaken them, and they appear real to the wanderer, but it is only a thought form, and that is why it's difficult to prove. Now, there's also contact with Orion. Orion is the negative aspect, the service to self aspect. They refer to that as the Orion or negative. And it says that wanderers become completely the creature of third density in mind-body complex. There is just as much chance of Orion influence to a wanderer entity as to a mind-body spirit complex of this planetary sphere. The only difference occurs in spirit complex, which, if it wishes, has an armor of light, which enables it to recognize more clearly that which is not as it would appropriately be desired. This is not more than bias and cannot be called an understanding. That's what they say. Furthermore, the wanderer is in its own MBS, mind-body-spirit complex, less distorted toward deviousness of 3D positive-negative confusion. So the wanderer is somewhat protected against Orion interventions. Thus, it often does not recognize as easily as a more negative individual the negative nature of the thoughts or beings. Wanderers are high priority targets of the Orion group, Ross says. So if you are a wanderer, you may be targeted by the negative group to distort your polarity. If wanderers demonstrate through action a negative orientation toward others, it would be caught into the planetary vibration, and when harvested, would possibly repeat the master cycle of 3D as a planetary entity. So you could have gone through a long spiritual journey, moved past 3D, come back to help, and then you get sucked in from Orion. It is dangerous to become a wanderer because of these interventions with the negative Orion contacts. Believe it or not, you may not believe this at all. I'm just giving you what it says in the Law of One, and you can choose for yourself how you feel about this. Don't let this stuff affect your own spiritual understandings. As Quo says, just take what you want from it. And if something vibrates incorrectly or causes fear in you, then let it go. When the Wanderer Orion contact occurs, meaning that Orion tries to go after the starseed, it is quite rare and occurs either due to Orion entity's lack of perception of depth of positivity to be encountered, or due to Orion entity's desire to attempt to remove this positivity from this plane of existence. Orion tactics normally are those which choose simple distortions of mind, which indicate less mental and spiritual complex activity. What does that mean? My only thought was they find ways that cause the mind to become deadened and dull, such as addictions or dementias or some sort of other spiritual problem. If they can cause that within the mind-body-spirit complex, then they're successful. They even discuss abductions and contacts. Physical examination used as a means of terrifying individual and causing it to feel feelings of an advanced second density being such as laboratory animal. Sexual experiences of some are subtype of this experience. The intent by Orion is to demonstrate control of Orion entities over Terran inhabitant. The preponderance of human ET contacts, most of the time the UFO contacts, is Orion-oriented or negative-oriented. Most typical approach of Orion is to choose a weak-minded entity that it might suggest a greater amount of Orion philosophy to be disseminated. They look for people that are not intelligent, that don't understand, that are easily manipulated, and then they can disseminate this philosophy. Have you ever noticed somebody that's spouting some of the negative stuff? They may appear to not be well-read or understand what's going on. Some few Orion entities are called by more highly polarized negative entities of your space-time nexus, Ross says. In this case, they share information just as we do. However, there is a risk for Orion entities due to frequency with which harvestable negative planetary entities attempt to bid order Orion contact, just as these entities bid planetary negative contacts, resulting struggle for mastery, if lost, is damaging to the Orion group polarity. The best I can understand is that the Orion contact is manipulated, and which can hurt the polarity of the Orion group, as far as I can understand. There is a risk for Orion entities due to the frequency with which harvestable negative entities attempt to bid or order the Orion contact. Similarly, Ross says, a mistaken Orion contact with highly polarized positive entities can wreak havoc with Orion troops unless crusaders able to depolarize entity mistakenly contacted. This occurrence is almost unheard of, therefore Orion group prefers to make physical contact only with the weaker minded entities. This is why this information is so important. Understand what happened during the Law of One material is that the person channeling, Carla Ruckert, was attacked by a negative entity. They did everything they could to stop the channeling. They made her sick, and they had to go about using different techniques and rituals to protect her, and she still was attacked on multiple occasions, and they had to come up with different ways of solving it because they did not want this information to come out. Now, the thing is, you are all powerful if you are a positive starseed or wanderer. And if you are in contact with what appears to be a negative entity of any kind, you can immediately depolarize it by sending it love. If you love that being, which is very difficult for something that you're afraid of, that's scaring you. If you can imagine that being is you that's been misled, or that being is your grandmother or mother, and just send love to it, it will immediately depolarize them, causing them to change their density. And it can be absolutely devastating. So they don't want this information out because you are all powerful. You can stop any negative entity just by sending it love. And that is the havoc that Ra is talking about. The question I had, that I had even asked Aaron Abke about, is, are there negative wanderers? I've seen people that I've seen on, and I won't give exact names, that are talking about the Law of One right now, that are clearly service to self. They are clearly only worried about themselves. They lie, they distort, they manipulate, and there's no way that they're coming from the positive density. I will not give names, but there are people that are uniquely affiliated with the Law of One, and you know who they are, that have been accused of terrible things, of lies, of even sexual improprieties. And so my question is, are there negative wanderers? Because this Law of One is so powerful that we're getting this information out, and it can change the whole planet. So it's possible that there might be sixth density wanderers that have come to stop it. But because since sixth density is so worried about themselves, it's incredibly rare. They could care less about what's happening to their own group. They only care about themselves. And so in most cases, it's incredibly rare, but they did ask. Similarly to positive wanderers, Ross said, a negatively oriented wanderer dares to hazard forgetting in order that it might accelerate progress in evolution in its own density by serving itself in 3D by offering to other selves the opportunity to hear the information having to do with negative polarization. Once the negative polarized entity has reached a certain point in the wisdom density, it becomes extremely unlikely, Ross says, that it will choose to risk the forgetting, for this polarization is not selfless but selfish, and with wisdom realizes the jeopardy of such wandering. Occasionally, a 6D becomes a wanderer in an effort to continue to polarize towards the negative. This is extremely unusual. Now, we see people on TV or leaders of countries and politicians that appear to be completely service to self. And the question is asked, is this some sort of 6D wanderer? Maybe. Understand that Ra is saying it's incredibly unlikely, but possible. So how do we assess these ET contacts if you feel like you have been in contact with a UFO? Like my friend Brian Larson, who writes this music that you hear in the background. He had an event where he saw a UFO. So I believe that he is a starseed or wanderer, and they were trying to awaken that within him. If there is fear and doom, the contact is likely negative. If result is hope, friendly feelings, and awakening of positive feelings of purposeful service to others, that means the Confederation is the one. So every once in a while, somebody is being awakened by these contacts. And that might be the reason for some UFO contacts and why it's not provable, why we can't take a picture on our phone, because they're coming at us through fourth density thought forms that are not easily recordable. So how does this higher density evolution occur? And I've talked a little bit about it on the movement to the new earth, but I want to talk about it a little bit more in relation to this. First of all, there is very little work in consciousness in 4D and 5D compared to work done in third dimension or third density. The work that is accomplished in fourth density plus is that work whereby the positive social memory complex or group mind, having through slow stages harmoniously integrated itself, goes forth to aid those of less positive orientation which seek their aid. Their service is their work, and through this dynamic between societal self and others, which are the objects of love, greater and greater intensities of understanding or compassion are attained. This intensity, Ross says, continues until the appropriate intensity of the light may be welcomed. This is fourth density harvest. In fourth density plus, there are minor amounts of catalyst of spiritual and mental complex distortion. This occurs during the process of harmonizing to the extent of forming social memory complex. This causes some small catalyst and work to occur, but great work of fourth density is contact betwixt societal self and less polarized others. In fourth density, much work is accomplished during fighting for position, which precedes period of social memory complex. There are opportunities to polarize negatively by control of others. During social memory complex period of fourth density, the situation is the same. Work takes place through societal reaching out to less polarized others in order to aid in negative polarization. In fifth density, 5D positive and negative, concept of work done through a potential difference is not particularly helpful as 5D entities are intensifying rather than potentiating. In 5D plus, 5D complexes use 6D teach learners to study more illuminated understandings of unity, thus becoming more and more wise, Ross says. Fifth density plus societal memory complexes choose to divide their service to others in two ways. One, beaming of light to creation, and two, sending of groups to be of aid as instruments of light, such as those whom you are familiar with through channels. In 5D, service to self has become extremely intense and self has shrunk, compacted, so dialogues with teachers are used exclusively in order to intensify wisdom. There are very, very few 5D wanderers. They fear forgetting. There are very, very few 5D Orion members. They no longer perceive any virtue in others. The next I wanted to talk about is the Guardians and the next octave. This octave or density, Ross says, is both Omega and Alpha, the spiritual mass of the infinite universes, becoming one central sun or creator again. Then is born a new universe, a new infinity, new logos, which incorporates all the Creator has experienced of itself. In this new octave, there are also those who wonder. We know very little across octave boundaries, except these beings come to aid our octave in its logos completion. So even higher levels of wanderers, perhaps going on to eighth density, it's implied here. It's just an ongoing process. And it's interesting to look at the history of Ra and their own spiritual evolution to understand our own. And there are some clues given in those stories. First of all, Ra's attitude towards the human harvest. Is there a different attitude toward unharvestable earth entities towards harvestable ones? And Ra says, not substantially. To those who wish to sleep, we can only offer comforts designed for sleeping. Service, Ra says, is only possible to extent it is requested. We were ready to serve in whatever way we could. This still seems satisfactory as a means of dealing with others in 3D. To be each entity which one attempts to serve simplifies the grasp of what service is necessary and possible. In terms of Ra's 3D harvest, they say, and they explain their own harvest, they were on the planet Venus, and they are of 6.5 density when they are communicating through Carla Ruckert. They explain we had no negative harvest as such, although there were two entities which had harvested themselves during the 3D in negative or service to self path. There were, however, those upon the planetary surface during third density whose vibratory patterns were in the negative range but were not harvestable. So Venus, just like Earth, had a bunch of people that were of the negative range, and perhaps they were leaders or dictators or somebody that wants to dominate, control, or kill other selves in their own path. Ra explains, we were a small population which dwelt upon what you would consider difficult conditions. I'm sure if it was Venus, it was difficult. Our harvest was approximately 6,500,000, with approximately 32 million beings repeating 3D elsewhere. I've mentioned this before, but understand that means 6.5 million were harvested on Venus, and 32 million had to repeat or move on or incarnate elsewhere. Perhaps there are people here that never finished the harvest on Venus. Those of us which had the gift of polarity felt deep compassion for those who seemed to dwell in darkness, Ra says. This description is most apt, as ours was a harshly bright planet in a physical sense. There was every attempt made to reach out with whatever seemed to be needed. However, those upon the positive path have comfort of companions, and we of Ra spent a great deal of our attention upon possibilities of achieving spiritual or metaphysical adepthood or work in Indigo Ray through means of relationships with others. Consequently, compassion for those in darkness was balanced by the appreciation of light. There is an interesting story here about the 3D wonders and what they were on Venus. These two people suddenly realized that they were sickened by all the love that was going on. And so I find this interesting. And Ra says they used technique of control over others and domination unto physical death in both cases. So they controlled others, they killed others. Upon a planetary influence much unused to slaughter, these entities were able to polarize by this means. Upon your 3D environment, such entities would merely be considered ruthless despots waging holy war. So the idea, if you have ruthless despots waging holy war, ideally they're probably part of the negative path. And these entities were wanderers from early 5D and switched polarity, reincarnating into 3D. And the catalyst for their change in our peoples, there was what may be considered from a viewpoint of wisdom, an overabundance of love, Ross says. These entities looked at those still in darkness and saw that those of neutral or somewhat negative viewpoint found such harmony sickening. The wanderers felt a more wisdom-oriented way of seeking love could be more appealing to those in darkness. First, one entity began its work. Quickly, the second found the first. These entities had agreed to serve together, and so they did, glorifying the one Creator, but not as they intended. About them, were soon gathered those who found it easy to believe that a series of specific knowledges and wisdom would advance one towards the Creator. End of this was graduation into 4D of the Wanderers, which had much power of personality and some small deepening of the negatively polarized element of those not polarizing positively. There was no negative harvest as such. They were indeed incarnated male and female, as this is by far the most efficient system of partnership. So, they're saying the system of partnership for male and female is the most efficient. Before incarnation, it was the desire of these wanderers only to aid in service to others. Within that incarnation, they wished to seed greater wisdom in what they saw as an overabundance of compassion. It was in the second cycle of 25,000 years, we, Ra says, had a harvest of 6 out of 30, to speak roughly of millions of mind-body-spirit complexes, less than 20%. Wanderers are always drawn to whatever percentage has not yet polarized, and come when there is a call. There was a call from those which were not positively polarized as such, but which sought to be positively polarized and sought wisdom, feeling the compassion of others upon Venus as complacent or pitying toward others. They were disconcerted after they graduated into 4D and veil being removed, realized they switched polarities. So they didn't want to switch polarities. They went through the veil and they switched polarities and then worked with 4D for some period until within this framework, previously learned patterns of self had been recaptured and polarity was, with great effort, reversed. There was a great deal of 4D plus then to be retraced. These entities joined Ra in 4D plus for a portion of the cycle we experienced. There's a lot to break down here and a lot of stuff that I've repeated, but I found that this was a pretty good discussion of the different aspects of the cosmic plan. We obviously have a lot of people on this planet from a lot of different places, and there may be wanderers or star seeds that are incarnating, and we are under a lot of different catalysts that are occurring on this planet. Who knows what's happening? You only know within your own reality tunnel, basically, what's happening with you. And as I've said, I don't want to know if I'm a wanderer or starseed. I don't believe so. I've asked my higher self, and it does not appear, but maybe I am. And maybe the fact of my wandering is being withheld from me for some reason. But I'm still very fascinated by it. And as Jim McCarty said in my interview with him, if you're thinking about this and talking about this, it's likely that you are a wanderer. So to all the wanderers out there, I'm sending my love to you. And it may be hard on this planet that you're on. And we appreciate you for the sacrifice that you've given and how you've helped this earth. And I hope perhaps this causes some sort of penetration of awakening for you. I could talk about this stuff forever, and I'm super fascinated by it, but I'd love to get your impressions. Are you a wanderer? And are you on the positive path of service to others? And are we going through the harvest right now? And what can we do to help as many people harvest positively? Obviously, there is clearly a very powerful manipulatory presence in the media of service to self. Whenever you see fear-based reporting, it's service to self. I'm sorry, it is. And if you find politicians or people that only care about themselves, then it's obvious they're of service to self. And you know that there is a choice that you have to make. And if you are in a position making a choice, I can tell you from my personal experience, if you choose to be service to others, it's not what you think it is. It is so much fun and joyful, and you will get a lot out of it, and it is fantastic. Service to self is almost impossible to cross that threshold. You'll still end up service to others by the 6.5 density. It's built into the system. So you can go and explore as much as you want, but it'll ultimately be very unfulfilling for you. And you can divorce your feelings for other selves as much as possible, but I promise you, by the 6.5 density, it will come back to you. But the great joy that you can find in helping others is an amazing thing. And the amount of light that you invite as you go out trying to help others is mind-blowing, and it will change your life in a positive and wonderful manner. It's not hard. It's easy. It's fun. And it feels good. And you can do it. And together, we can awaken a social memory complex on this planet with the intention of serving others that will just transform everything. And it's amazing. Thank you for joining me today, and I will certainly try to talk about this more in the future. All episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.